Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Chavdal, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 24, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah says, here the Mishnah discusses about feeding and preparing food for one's animal on Shabbos, says the Mishnah. Matir and Pekie Yomer Lifnei Behema, a person may loosen bundles of straw on Shabbos in front of their animal so the animal could eat. Mefas Besinas Akipin, a person as well can scatter the wet part of the cedar tree. If it's not scattered and properly distributed, the animals can't eat it. Avalos azirin, but a person cannot scatter bundles of straw that were bound tightly together with multiple knots. That's prohibited on Shabbos. Ein miraskin, one may not mash loas ashachas, not unripe wheat, which they make some type of mash from. Valoas acharuvin, and they can't do wettish, moist carobs lifnei behema. In front of an animal, bein daka, bein gasa, whether the animal is a smaller animal or a larger animal, because it's the halacha is that this is considered an unnecessary tircha or bother and prohibited on Shabbos. Rabbi Huda matir becharuvin ladaka. Rabbi Huda permits a person to mash these moist carobs for behema daka, for a smaller size animal, because the small size animal has smaller teeth and it's not able to chew them unless they are mashed, and therefore in order to feed them so the animal shouldn't suffer, is permitted on Shabbos. Let's see Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. Ein osin esagamel, one may not force feed an animal, a camel. They used to, in those days, before a camel would go out on a long journey, they would force feed it so that it could store the nutrition for many days. And the Mishnah says it's prohibited to do that on Shabbos, because that's a tircha, that's an extra bother, and not something permitted on Shabbos. Valar darsin, one may not push down the food into its throat. Aval malitin, however, if the animal doesn't want to eat, the camel doesn't want to eat, one may put food into its mouth and it'll swallow it by itself. Vei mamri mesho agolim, one may not force feed the calves. The way that they would do it was they would put food that was mixed together with water into the throat until the animal wasn't able to regurgitate it anymore, and it would be forced to swallow it. Aval malitin, one may put the food into their mouths in a normal fashion, and they hopefully will swallow it on their own. O mahalkitin latarnagolim, one may force feed chickens on Shabbos. That's just a small amount. Venos dimayim lamursan, one may add water to bran for the animal to eat. Avalo govlim, one may not mix it. One cannot put the bran into the water. One may not put water for birds that are in a birdhouse or bees that are in a bee house, because since they can take care of themselves, it is prohibited on Shabbos to take care of these animals. However, a person can place food or water in front of their geese, their ducks, their chickens, and in front of their pigeons, because these type of animals are more domesticated and they rely upon the owner for the food and for the drink. Therefore, it's permitted on Shabbos. What comes out of this mission is that you're really not allowed to feed animals or birds for that, or fish that are not dependent on you for food. And this is a very big misconception. People go to the pond or the stream or the river for Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah, and they feed the waterfowl, they feed the fish. That's 100% prohibited on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, because since those type of they're not your pets, they're not dependent upon you for food, you're really not allowed to feed them on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Wishing you a beautiful upcoming week.